Yesterday I spoke to you from the book of Isaiah, chapter 61 and verse 1, and from the book of Luke, chapter 4 and verse 18. I'll read part of these verses again. In Isaiah 61 and verse 1 says this, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek." Jesus quoted this scripture, but he interpreted some of these words a little differently. Pay close attention to how the Lord interpreted Isaiah 61. In Luke 4 and 18, Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor." The words "good news" our Lord interpreted as the gospel. And that word "meek," our Lord called it the poor. "I've come to preach the gospel to the poor." That was one of the watermarks of our Lord's ministry. When John, while he was in prison, discouraged because he had not seen things unfolding as he thought they would, sent some of his disciples to Jesus, asking him if he was the Christ, or should they look for another. And you know what the Lord said to those disciples? "Go and show to John again these things which you do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them." This was the watermark of the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as I said yesterday, if you are willing to preach to the lame, the lepers, the deaf, the dead, and the poor, the castaways, the marginalized, those that have no standing in the community, if you are willing to preach to these kind of people, you'll always have someone to hear you. God does have a soft spot for the poor. When the laws of God was being formulated, way back in the book of Deuteronomy, in the 15th chapter, listen to what the Word of God said. "For the poor shall never cease out of the land. Therefore, I command you, saying, you shall open up your hands wide unto your brother, to your poor, and to the needy that's in the land. And if you lend money to any of my people that is poor, you shall not be to him as a banker, neither shall you lay upon him any interest." And then he tells them about the year of Jubilee, when the land is to rest. There was to be no planting on the seventh year. The land was to rest. But by nature, even though they did not plant that year, crops would spring up from seeds left over from previous years. And he said this, "Let it rest. Let it lie still. Don't harvest that crop that comes up on its own. Leave it for the poor man to eat. And that which he leaves, the beast of the field shall eat. And when you reap the harvest of your fields, don't reap all of the corners of your fields. You shall leave them for the poor, to the stranger." God's word tells us that he that hath pity on the poor lendeth unto God, and he shall be repaid of God. Paul says, our Lord Jesus Christ, though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you, through his poverty, might be rich. Hath not God chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith, and heirs of the kingdom, which he has promised to them that love him? He raises up the poor out of the dust and lifts up the beggar from the dunghill to set them among princes and to make them inherit the throne of glory. He that oppresses the poor reproaches his master, but he that honors him hath mercy on the poor. Better is the poor that walketh in his uprightness than he that is perverse in his ways, though he be rich. A poor man is better than a liar. James has warned us not to show respect of persons concerning their wealth, concerning their fine clothes or big cars or big houses. Don't treat them better than you would a man who lives in a single wide mobile home and drives a 20-year-old car. Judge people by their character. I know that some of you are saying that we should not judge anybody at all. When I use the word judgment here, I'm talking about drawing a conclusion, forming an opinion about a person. And when you do form an opinion about a person, don't let that opinion be influenced by their wealth or the like thereof. James tells us, if we see a brother naked, a hungry, give him some clothes to wear. Give him some food to eat. Don't just pray for him and give him Godspeed and send him on his way. Do something. Be a friend to the poor man. When you are a friend to the poor, you are a friend to Jesus, because Jesus was the friend of the poor. I'm going to end the lesson right here. But before I step away from the microphone, I'd like to remind you of what Jesus said in the book of Luke. In the 6th chapter, he lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, "Blessed be you poor, for yours is the kingdom of God." And then in the 14th chapter, Jesus says, "When you make a feast, call the poor, the maimed, the lame, and the blind. Call those that cannot return the favor." Jesus was indeed a friend of the poor. He also wants us to befriend the poor.